This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Pine Gulch fire north of Grand Junction is 79% contained. Colorado's largest fire ever burned just over 139,000 acres. Priorities this week include repairing roads damaged by firefighting activities and helping residents return home. The National Forest Service plans to propose a new rule tomorrow to streamline its oil and gas regulations. Officials say it's one of many efforts to boost productivity in national forests and on grasslands. But environmentalists like Josh Axelrod of the Natural Resources Defense Council say the changes could make it easier for oil and gas leases to get approved.
The Forest Service is the manager of this land, but they are ceding a lot of their authority to do so with these changes.
Axelrod argues the rule would give the public less say on land use and weaken laws such as the Endangered Species Act. A Colorado man has pleaded not guilty for his alleged role in a scheme that claimed it would build a privately funded wall on the Mexico border. Timothy Shea of Castle Rock worked with former top advisor Steve Bannon on the effort called We Build the Wall. Shea faces charges of conspiracy to commit wire fraud and money laundering. The trial is scheduled to start in May. Red flag warning until 9 tonight for Grand Junction, where it is 86 degrees, 75, mostly cloudy in Denver. This is CPR News.